Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. I'm your host, Brooke Monroe, and I'll be sharing bits of information each Wednesday morning on intuitive wellness, taking care of yourself and your spirituality, as well as ways to incorporate magic into your everyday life. My goal here on this podcast is to create content that centers my listeners and allows them to look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to check the description box to follow me and this podcast on social media.
This is going to be a really short episode, and I'm actually by myself today. Rose is not with me. So, I mean, well, technically she's never with me because we live in different states. We have to record via Zoom. But regardless, I wanted to make a really short episode for y'all this weekend because it is a full moon. Well, it was a full moon on Thursday, May 7th. It was a full moon in Scorpio, and it had both of us feeling some type of way, just like really sad, depressed, and I'm still reeling from that energy, I think. I still don't fully feel like myself. I don't feel very great. But, so the directory that I host this podcast on, I have a limit, like a time limit every month that I can go up to unless I want to pay like hella money out the ass. And I don't want to pay hella money. So, I do have a time limit, and every month I upload, you know, roughly about like 3 hours worth of content for you guys. But sometimes I have a little bit left over, not enough to upload a full hour, but enough to do like something short like this. So I thought that I would do a quick little episode tonight for y'all. Why do I keep saying for y'all? Whatever. It's who I am. I'm not ashamed. A full moon in Sagittarius card spread. But here's the thing. I'm not going to be reading cards for you guys. I'm actually going to be giving you a template for a full moon in Sagittarius card reading that you can do on your own tonight or tomorrow, whatever you want. It's actually a waning gibbous moon today and yesterday on Friday, May 8th, and on May 10th, Sunday, tomorrow. It's also going to be waning gibbous, but it will be in Capricorn then. But right now it's in Sagittarius. So if you would like to do a reading, or you've got a deck of cards, or, you know, I get a lot of people saying like, I have a tarot deck or I have an oracle deck and I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what I'm supposed to be reading. How do I figure out what layout to use? Like, how do I ask questions? You know, whatever. I just thought maybe this would be helpful for some of you who might be feeling kind of funky. You want to get out of this weird spiral that you're in, that Rose and I found ourselves in, honestly. And so I was just looking on Pinterest. I look on Pinterest a lot for card spreads, and I found one that I really, really liked for the full moon in Sagittarius. And so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys a little bit about what each card is going to represent. Feel free to pause this as you're shuffling your own cards so that you can pick out your own. This spread takes 5 cards, and it is just a simple, I think it's just called like a simple full moon in Sagittarius tarot spread. But yeah, it takes 5 cards. So go ahead and pause this episode if you need to. Shuffle your cards. Rose and I like to, you know, do the method where we shuffle really fast, and then whatever cards fly out, we choose those because we kind of feel like they're speaking to us. But choose whatever cards speak to you and get 5 of them, and then come back to the episode. So the very first card in this reading is going to represent what truth is trying to reveal itself to you, what truth is trying to come out to you right now, tonight, whenever you're doing your reading. Card number two is going to be about what is currently blocking you. So if there is something that you feel is holding you back, maybe creatively, this card is going to be about what it is in particular that is blocking your path. The third card is, what energy do you need to be free? What type of energy should you focus on, try and pull on to get yourself out of this rut? What is it that you're missing? What do you need to let go of in order to be free? Card number four, how do I accept and embrace the new me? So what can you do once you uncover what is blocking you? Once you uncover the energy and pull on the energy that you need to totally just unlock your full potential right now, as full as it can be in quarantine, how do you accept and embrace the new me? Because, you know, the new moon's coming too after the full moon. So, and then the very last card is, where will this journey take me? And that kind of just speaks for itself. Where will this journey take me? You can take that to mean this journey in particular that we're all on, with being stuck inside all the time and not being able to go about our daily lives. Or you can totally apply it to something else. Maybe you're currently in school. Maybe you've entered a new relationship. Maybe you're thinking about moving. Whatever it is, it doesn't just have to be about lockdown and COVID-19. It can be about something totally different. Let's not allow the pandemic to run our lives any more than it already has, honestly. But yes, I just wanted to share that with you guys. I will link the Pinterest post or the website that this spread was taken from. I don't want to take credit for it. It is by terryannstarot.com. I just really wanted to find something that might help you guys. And I also just wanted to come on here and just kind of, I don't know, give you a little nice weekend message. Make you smile a little bit. I know it's not as fun to listen to me without Rose. Believe me, it's not as fun to record without her. But I just wanted to put this out really quick for you guys. I really hope that this week didn't affect you the way that it affected me. But I am still like feeling myself like being bowled over spiritually by, maybe it's the energy from the full moon. I don't know. I'm going to actually go myself and do this tarot reading as soon as I finish up this episode. But I don't know what it was, but I really hope that it didn't affect you guys this way, because it sucks and I feel really sad. And I hope that no one else is feeling this way. But if you are, it's fine. We're human and these things happen. So I'm going to stop talking, go ahead and get down to business with your cards, and shoot me a message over on the Witchful Thinking Podcast Instagram, and let me know if you do end up trying this tarot spread. I would really love to hear about your results, and you know, how you're doing, how you're feeling. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here for that too. So anyways, there will be another episode up on Wednesday. We're back at it again. So this Wednesday's episode is actually going to be kind of just a free-for-all conversation between Rose and myself. We already recorded it last week, but we just have been going through it, and we had to sit down and vent about how we're just not feeling like doing spell work. We're not feeling like being ultra witchy. So that's what Wednesday's podcast is going to be about. Make sure that you follow the podcast on social media, and we will talk with you guys on Wednesday.